In the House tonight with Mike Mangione, who has a new album coming out, and he'll tell us exactly when, but it's called Red-Winged Blackbird Man. We've been playing a couple songs in recent weeks, and Mike is here, and welcome back. It's been a few years.
It has been a while, so thank you for remembering me and having me back.
Well, when we got this album, it was one of those that you play right away, first of all, because you know the person.
Right.
But second of all, this is impressive stuff. This is deep songwriting. Where was your inspiration coming at this time?
Oh man! Well, thank you for that. We play so much on the road, so we don't release albums often. So to know that, you know, when you do throw one up in the air, to hear somebody say that is really affirming. So thank you. The inspiration was it's two sides of the coin for me. It's where I'm at, reflectively where I'm at in my life. As I'm getting a little bit older, started a family. I like to say that artists are always writing about who I am, where I am, and where am I going.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just another example of that. The other side of the coin is I think the inspiration comes from the music that I've listened to since my last album, other artists. And I'd be lying if I didn't say I've been trying to write Bob Dylan songs and trying to write Van Morrison songs and the band songs. I'm just trying to continue in the spirit that they write.
Well, you're not the only one.
You know? No, I've heard there's been others. A couple people have tried that before. So, but that's really the influence and inspiration.
And I think one of the things that really makes this album stand above the rest of the things you have done in the past is you kind of made the pilgrimage to Iowa to work with Bo Ramsey.
Right, yeah, yeah.
How did you hook up with such an in-demand producer?
Bo was, I love Bo, and just thinking about him, I want to go back and just do another album right away. But we did a show with he and Pieta at a venue there that we play all the time, and I don't even think he remembered me. But that was really my first introduction to Bo as, number one, as a musician, but more importantly, as a person. He just has such a strong personality in a very quiet way. I say to people when talking about the experience, he's the only guy I know that can have a cowboy hat, sunglasses, and an American Spirit hang out of his mouth indoors and be cool. I would just look like I'm a fool. Like, I would stick out, but he just makes it work. He just has this vibe about him. And so we were looking to do our next album. We did the first two albums with a great producer in Lexington, Kentucky that we really enjoyed. But it was just time. You know, we wanted to try something a little different, different location, different person. So I was kind of looking and trying different, kind of feeling out different possible people to work with, and a mutual friend of Bo and mine kind of spoke up and said, well, you know, I can maybe see if Bo would be interested, and our buddy Sam pitched it to him, and out of all the places, Bo contacted me on Facebook, and which I thought was funny.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. So we did phone conversations back and forth, and sent him roughs of all the material. And he said, I think this is something I can invest my time into. And it was amazing. We I remember in one of the first conversations talking about what's our goal, what's our vision, who's supporting the album, all that stuff. He asked about our prior experiences in the studio. And I remember saying, well, you know, the last album was, our album Offering, I think it was like 2 weeks. 5 days rhythm tracking. And he's like, 2 weeks? He's like, what did you do for 2 weeks? He's like, I just did Greg Brown's album in 3 days. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, at least you're efficient.
Or didn't need much work, one or the other. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it's a good combination. So he's like, how about this? Let's schedule 5 days, and we'll just take it from there. I'm like, oh, sounds great. Okay. As I said earlier, we play all the time. So our goal is just to set up mics and go, you know, press record and go. And that was his goal as well. And we scheduled 5 days and left in 2.5.
Excellent.
So we beat Greg Brown.
How
about
it?
You can take that.
Well, I want to play the first song on here. When you first put this in, you hear strings. And it really, I don't know if it sets the tempo, sets the mood for the song that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your idea?
That is the idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think with a lot of our music, there's always that 80s, 90s mentality of hit 'em hard right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out early on that if you do that, you can't follow up. At least with our music, we can't follow it up.
No place to go but down, right?
Exactly. So I always felt like, why don't we focus more on establishing our thing right off the bat so that the listener can either A, decide if they like it, or B, decide if they don't like it and move on. But at least if for those who like it, the temperature is just right for them to experience the rest of the album. And so that was kind of the incentive behind the string intro.
Well, let's play what we're talking about here. Fields of Evermore. And no, it's not a Zeppelin cover. Original music from our guest Mike Mangione and The Union.
Shadow lit by the moon, and heavy is the burden that comes too soon. The fields are hot and heavy and filled with stone. I'm gonna work the land of my father until the seed has been sown. Stay. I'm gonna make it rain somehow. put behind the plow. Ooh, mercy, mercy, hold on. We get behind, we get behind, we get behind, and this field of evermore. I said, mercy, could hold me now. You get behind the plow. Mercy, come and hold me now. You get behind the plow. Mercy, mercy, hold on. We get behind, we get behind, we get behind. Fields of evermore.
Fields of Evermore from our guest Mike Mangione and his band The Union. New album called Red-Winged Blackbird Man, and Mike is here in the studio with us. And if you want, you can hear these songs live tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at Linneman's, our favorite place to play in town here. We'll be there. I think the show starts at 9, and man, I am super excited to present to Milwaukee another artist that's playing with us named Brooks Ritter. He's from Louisville, and he's coming up from Louisville to play. And then also a good friend, Justin Heron, will be playing. He's starting off short little set in the middle, then Brooks, and then us closing out the night.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
We mentioned we don't know exactly when the album is coming out. At least last time I talked to you, we didn't have a date. Do you have one now, or is that still on hold?
Just make me sane for the not go crazy for this interview here. It's for early next year.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And we will have them at Linneman's.
Okay.
But as far as the official release, we're kind of pointing towards January, February.
Okay, for mass distribution.
Yeah, in a interweb way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll let you pick out the next song we want to play here, and then you can set it up rather than my choice.
Oh, wow.
Because I just wanted to do Fields of Evermore because it was so unique. But
all right. Well, I didn't know I was going to have to think. It's so hard, Bruce. There's so many.
Well, let's talk about the title song. Where'd that come from? Red-Winged Blackbird Man. What's that about?
That I mentioned being influenced by the artists that I just grew up loving. One of my biggest influences has been recent Dylan stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the bands that he puts together with Charlie Sexton and Larry Campbell, and mm-hmm. Just his approach on music now is so fresh in a very traditional way. I call it sonic bumper bowling. It's like you know what direction you're going in, and you have like certain like parameters that you can't go out of bounds, but man, that ball just kind of goes back and forth.
You're bouncing off him all the time.
All
right?
Over the place. And he just does a great job of setting up this kind of chaotic, one-directional movement of sound. And so my brother is a big Hubert Sumlin fan, and so he, Tom, is the guitarist in the band. He kind of came up with this little blues riff that I thought, perfect, let's do some kind of newer Dylan-esque chaotic thing. That's how the song came about. And then the title, the whole story of the song is a guy running from temptation, from the temptation of temptation. And he's constantly on this path of trying to stay on the straight and narrow, all the while looking back and seeing smoke on the horizon of the potential, temptation.
See, folks, I told you these songs were well written.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of time on my hands. So.
No, it's good stuff, and I don't want to say it makes you think, because that's like the kiss of death, but these are songs that are a lot more than "Ooh Ooh Baby I Miss You."
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's and those are great too. If I could write those songs,
if you could sing them too,
if I could Bieber it up, I would do it in a heartbeat, and I would see you guys later. But no, I just love the way I think, specific to this, the title then, one of the lines is you stand in a flame with your white dress, and I got blood dripping off my hands. I ain't no phoenix rising. I'm the red-winged blackbird man. It's kind of alluding that I'm not the perfect resurrected phoenix from the ashes. I'm this man with blood. I'm a fallen human. Mm. And I just thought it was a nice imagery, especially being from the Midwest. The red-winged blackbird has the orange and red stripes on its black body, and so it just looks like a man with blood on his hands. Yeah. If you let it, and plus going in the tradition of blues, it's common to kind of call out your, you know, I'm the Howlin' Wolf, I'm the Tom Waits is the crow. Well, then I'll be the red winged blackbird man, and see how it flies.
I wish I could write like that. Let's hear it, red winged blackbird man. Our guest tonight, Mike Mangione.
Take a bullet. a beauty mama. Yeah, they might even call me brave. But I'd rather live than smoking for our lives. If we move, we might be saved.
What are the coolest things about that song, Mike? And besides, you know, I love, you know, the basing it on a nice blues riff there at the end, but you can hear the buzzing of those vintage amps you guys were using.
Yeah.
And you were saying you didn't know how to end the song, so it just kind of just slowly faded away.
Yeah. I mean, that's the room. It was a great studio, but it was not new.
By any means.
Let's just say turning off the lights made a huge difference in how much buzz you got. And so, yeah, the room just, but that's
yeah,
know,
that makes it cool.
That's live performance. So.
So let's plug your live performance once again tomorrow night at Linneman's.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Linneman's at 9 o'clock. Show starts. I think doors are at 8.
Okay.
But it starts at 9, first with Justin Huron, and then my great friend from Louisville is bringing his band up. His name is Brooks Ritter. Fantastic artist, so worth catching. And then we play after him and close out the night.
Sounds good. And if people want more information about you, your CD, your music, they go to?
You can, you know, first place would be the website, which is mikemangione.com. And the Mangione is M-A-N-G-I-O-N-E. And then Facebook, you know, we have Facebook sites and Twitter and all that.
All that kind of stuff that you're supposed to do these days, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mike, thank you. We appreciate your time and taking time out of your busy schedule to come sit down and do this. And great album. We love it.
I was playing with my kids today, so this was a nice way to get out of the house. No, thank you so much for supporting it. And actually, thank you for all that you guys do for Milwaukee, because as a musician and then also as a listener, I know that what you guys are doing here, and you, Bruce didn't tell me to say this, so I'm being honest. What you guys do here is very, very rare from city to city, so we appreciate all your efforts.
We'd like to think we give the folks that we know from around here, and we include you, even though you're on the other side of the border. We were going to talk about Chicago and the Bears and all.
Well, I live in Milwaukee. I live in Wisconsin now, but...
Being from Chicago.
Right. We don't have to talk about that.
But part of our MO here is to give a boost to the tremendous players we have around here. And we do that every night, and every opportunity we get, we try and do that. So we appreciate you guys and what you can do for us, too.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All right. Mike Mangione, our guest, Mike Mangione and the Union, tomorrow night at Linneman's. This is WUWM at night.